rarely do I look forward to the Super Bowl, but I'm so tired of hearing about the deflated footballs that I'm ready to talk about the Super Bowl, which was next week. Not this week, but I'm going to be quick tonight. Just kind of a brief message for us, and we'll get into our meeting, which is important. But I want us to look at 1 Corinthians 16, because Paul gives instruction to the Corinthian church. Seems to be an instruction similar to what he had given to the church of Galatia, and maybe to many of the churches. And this is the passage about a special contribution for the church at Jerusalem. But I think there's some principles here that are important that I thought we'd just share together in preparation for our meeting tonight. Now, about the collection for God's people, do what I told the Galatian churches to do. On the first day of every week, each one of you should set aside a sum of money in keeping with his income, saving it up so that when I come, no collections will have to be made. Then when I arrive, I will give letters of introduction to the men you approve and send them with your gift to Jerusalem. If it seems advisable for me to go also, they will accompany me. Now, kind of simple verses, but there's a lot there. They had a purpose, and they were making a collection for that. This was for one specific purpose, but for the church to have a plan and to prepare for that seems to be advisable, even biblical. And so that when things arise, we don't have to just take up a contribution, but that we have money aside to deal with those issues. And that's what we do. So we have, because there's some things that regularly come up, just a part of maintaining building and all the things that we do. There are regular contributions that we make. And then, as we're going to see, we set aside for needs that might arise in our community or that we're made aware of. But that the church plans to spend and then has a collection so that money is available to meet those needs seems to be what Paul instructed, or is what Paul instructed them to do as they made preparation for the church in Jerusalem. To lay aside and for each person to contribute. For each person to contribute, and it was proportional. It was proportional. For each person to contribute as they had the ability. As they could, each person contributed. So each person set aside what they were going to give, and they did it based on their ability, on what they had been blessed with. And I think that's a principle that all of us ought to remember and think about. Based on how we've been blessed, that we are able to give back to God in contribution for the church to use, for the help to help others, to spread the gospel, to maintain what we're doing, and for us to do it with a purpose. For us to do it with a plan and a purpose. Because we're going to talk in just a moment about the plan, the purpose for how those funds will be spent. But, and I think probably many of us do, most of us do, do we plan and have a purpose? Are we prayerful about how we contribute? Have we thought about that? And that we make regular provision for that. Is that an item that we budget and make plan for? Or do you just reach in your pocket and see what's left at the end of the week? And I kind of say that jokingly, but it may be somewhere between those two. And I tell you what I found through all of my life to this point. I've never had a whole lot left over, but I've always made it through. You know, never been a year that we didn't figure a way to get through, and but never a whole lot left over. And sometimes when you thought you were going to have something left over, something happens. Does that happen to you? It just, boom, seems like it gets gone. That's okay. It's part of life. I'm not bemoaning it. But what we purpose to do, we get done. We tend to accomplish. Now, sometimes we have to make changes. But I think the same's true in our contribution back to the work of the Lord. Do we purpose that? Do we make provision for that? And it's a great thing about God. God wants us to acknowledge and to realize that everything we are and everything we have is His. But God blesses us with the opportunity to use what we have for those things that we purpose, but to give back some to Him and some to His work. And so have we planned for that? And I think as we have not only greater incomes, but maybe there's a point in time where we reach a greater discretionary income, where we're able to contribute more. And I think what's important and what you'll see tonight that the deacons and the elders have worked on and the men have looked at is because money has value, right? We talk about our priorities, that we look, how are we going to spend this in a way that is prudent and beneficial and wise? And that's an important thing, isn't it? That what are we doing that is about God's work? Now, there's lots of things we do that aren't glamorous. I mean, it's just like at home. The utility bills have to be paid. The insurance has to be paid. Lights have to be kept on. Carpets have to be cleaned. You know, all of those things that we do. You know, paying the gas bill, it's really nice to be warm, but I don't get a lot of just real thrill out of it. Now, if I go to the car lot and think about buying, I get a little bit of an excitement, right? Maybe not. Some of you, wherever it is, you know, there's some things I like to go. But, you know, the gas bill, the water bill, the electric bill, the taxes, excuse me, I wasn't going there. I wasn't going, well, you know, we don't get, and those are things we don't get as much pizzazz out of. But we have to do them. And as church, the same thing. There's certain things that we do, but I know have looked and worked very hard this year, and you'll see an expansion in trying to spread the gospel and trying to meet needs of other people. And that's important. And all of us have a part of that. And then managing it, not only the way we spend it wisely and prudently, but carefully and I'm not sure the word that I'm looking for, it just escapes me, but I'll use the term in a business-like manner. And often we don't think about that in church. We do, and that's the world certainly that I live in, because as our, you know, nobody wants to get the letter that we're getting audited by the IRS. But the state auditors live in the county courthouse in our building about 4 months out of the year. I mean, so audit is just the world that we live in, and rightfully so. But to do things rightly and prudently, and we do that here, because what does Paul say? He said, I'll send a letter of recommendation. Paul's not coming and saying, just give me the money. Paul's saying, you pick men, and I'll send a letter with them of introduction. And so they take the gift, so you make sure that what's been given gets to where it's supposed to go. And often we don't think about that. Well, who wouldn't have trusted? It's not always a matter of trust. It's a matter of just doing things right. And Paul says, it may be either that they thought it would be beneficial, or the folks of Jerusalem, that Paul might go with them. But those who were giving the gift were going to make sure that it got delivered. And that's just an important part of whatever you do, whether in you know, your own lives, but certainly in any organization. So Nathan works with that. Gerald does a great job and has for many years. Melvin, for many years, did that, I can tell you, all the way back. Michael Wayne Johnson, and then Ruby and McKinley Davenport prior to that, have helped see to those things. And the reason I say it, I think Miss Ruby did most of the book work. Mr. McKinley did a lot of the other work. But those are things that are important and things we do and that we often take for granted, just to make sure that things are handled appropriately and rightly and where there's not confusion or problem. And then to spend things in a way that's biblical. Not just things that we want to do, but with prayerful consideration, what would God have us do, and are we taking opportunity to meet the needs of other people? Are we meeting the needs of other people, and in a way that God is glorified? And I think there's something that's interesting here, and this is a biblical principle, and on this I'll close. This is a biblical principle that we ought to take care of and care about all people, but especially those of the household of faith, especially those who are Christians. And so this special contribution was for who? For those Christians back in Jerusalem, not ignoring the needs of others, but being sure to take care of those needs of fellow believers, both locally and away. And so that's what Paul told them to do, and it's what we do and ought to do continually in a growing and prayerful way. And tonight, as we look at this, it's just part of doing that in many ways. It's about being informative and prudent and being about serving God in great ways. Sometimes it's the little things, the day-to-day, the routine, that are so important that we overlook, because movies typically aren't made about folks doing the everyday. They're made about folks who occasionally get to do something extraordinary. But for most of us, and what really keeps the world moving and changing, is the little things that everyday people do every day in service to God, in service to others, in care for one another, that we're about doing the right thing every time and every day. And those are the things that are important. We're going to sing a song of encouragement. If you need to come tonight, why don't you do that while we stand and sing.